So at this time, I'd like to invite you to the heart-centered practice, the practice of heart presence. And this body of teaching is based on the understanding of fundamental goodness. It is an understanding that is deeper than the voices of harshness and self-criticism and judgment within. And so, first of all, let yourself have a sense of room. Let yourself take up room on your cushion or your chair. We can sit and hold ourselves together, and we can sit and allow an expansion so the belly can be round. If you need to adjust something in your posture, you can adjust it so that you feel more comfortable. Traditionally, this practice has both been a healing practice and medicine against fear. So, take a few fuller breaths, fully breathing in. Fully breathing out. And then opening your field of awareness, your contactfulness to the area in the middle of the chest, the heart center. It's not quite the physical heart, but it's the same territory. Let yourself meet your heart, sense your heart this afternoon, such as the heart is. If you like, you can place one or both hands on the heart area for extra contact. So at times, the heart is at ease. At times, the heart is very, very small. At times the heart is hidden, armored, wounded. The heart can be shy, can be tight, aching. There can be a hole in the heart of longing and deficiency. And although some of this is uncomfortable or painful, none of it is wrong. It is as it is. And in this practice, we practice from the truth of our heart here and now, from the reality of our heart. not seeking to change it and not trying to feel something we're not feeling. So this is a practice of wishing well, of turning one's being, one's heart, towards original goodness, towards love. But it doesn't mean that we have to feel loving this afternoon. Sometimes we don't. It is a practice that is directed to oneself and to other beings, to all beings. But it doesn't mean we have to love all beings. This is a practice that also has understanding for hate and anger and frustration. So from this understanding of respecting the truth of the heart this afternoon, let yourself take a little while and allow the breath to touch the heart, or allowing the heart itself to breathe. See what feels good to you. And sensing your own heart, what is it that you truly wish for yourself? What is really needed? Sensing what is needed, what is good, beyond that judgmental mind. This is not the time for the inner critic, the super ego that says you're not worthy. What is it that's beautiful, nourishing, and needed for you as a living being? Maybe it's the wish for support. May I feel supported. Maybe it's the wish for strength. May I know strength and resilience. Maybe it's the wish for good health and healing. So this is not the time of making improvement statements, some kind of mission statement. It's the nourishing prayer. So let yourself sense what speaks to you this afternoon. And then in this practice, we allow the home base to shift from the breath and the movement of the movement meditation to these wishes. Repeating these wishes like waves. And some of us are more verbally oriented, and these wishes may be sensed or experienced as articulated sentences. May I be safe and live with ease. May I know joy in life. But it may be that you're more visually oriented, and these wishes may come also or primarily as images. Or it may be that you're more kinesthetically oriented and it comes really as a felt sense, as that kind touch of the hand on the heart. So see how your inner language unfolds. And of course, to repeat these wishes like waves up on the shore of the heart in your own language. And as always in this practice, if you find yourself lost, confused, spacing out, just begin again. This practice simply to repeat the wishes again and again and again, inclining the heart and mind towards goodness and kindness. So I'll start with a few phrases and you find yours, and for some time together we'll allow our own phrases to echo within. Let yourself wish abundantly, generously. May I live with joy and ease. May I be strong and grounded. May I be safe and supported. May I have a sense of belonging. May my body be healthy and well. May my mind be peaceful. And taking a few more moments, finding a way of concluding this part of the practice for now. And then if you like, feel your body. The whole of your body. And speak kindly to it. Bring some appreciation for it working so well, for recovering from illness or stress. Change the tone. If your tone by habit and history has been harsh or judgmental, speak kindly to that aching neck. And then allowing this simple, friendly feeling, human kindness, to effortlessly extend outward. No effort on your part. Simply extend the wishing well to those sitting around you. You may not yet know their name, or where they're from, or what they do. But a simple wishing well. Just as I want to be happy, may you too be happy. May you live with ease and well-being. Allowing effortless waves of kindness and friendliness to ripple outside of this room. Touching the managers in the kitchen cooking our dinner. Touching the people in this house offering this place. Touching all the beings living at this place. Human beings, four-legged beings, small creatures. May all creatures, all living beings, in all shapes and forms, be safe and free from harm. May all beings have a sense of belonging. May all beings live with ease and well-being. May all beings know love and joy. And as this field of human kindness extends in all directions, let yourself feel supported by that, let yourself bathe in that. Feel that actually you're sitting in the midst of it. And let your body feel the gentle, quiet support of this basic goodness in this field of kindness. Almost as if you can lean your back against it. So this is a practice that you can include in your days here, just as standing meditation can be included in the sitting meditation in the hall. So you can make this a part of your practice during any sitting, or the beginning of each sitting, or before falling asleep at night, or waking up in the morning. Start to weave a different tone inside of kindness. This is what creates room and space in our being. And it can really highlight how much habitual harshness, what a hard tone that we often use, how much impatience we have with ourselves, how much demand. And to practice it in direction of one another. So we have a lot of ways to be friendly in life and to speak and connect, and on retreat it's more quiet. So as somebody passes by, just wish them well. Many of us have been taught, or it's been demanded of us, or we had to do it as a survival strategy to be nice and kind and helpful. And that kind of forced helpfulness doesn't taste so good. So in this practice, don't try to do it. It's really a kind of nudging oneself along, like a remembering, not a manner. It's not an attitude. It's like when people try to walk around being holy, it kind of looks different than something that is genuine and true. If someone is compulsively nice and friendly, it doesn't taste so good. It may not even smell so good, metaphorically speaking. So give yourself room. There are some days where it may be that we don't like anyone. And there is room for that without acting it out. It's just this remembering, like, okay, I don't like anyone, but may you all be well anyway. That kind of practice. And most importantly to oneself, it's not more important to practice to others or all beings. Sometimes it's easier to wish all beings well, and then somehow excluding oneself from the gang. It seems for most of us there is such a hole of love and affection and value that we do need to bathe ourselves in loving kindness for quite a while. We really need to dip ourselves into that bath again and again. So you cannot do it enough. If you feel you're starting to be indulgent, indulge some more. Because when we're well in ourselves and we feel loved, we're nicer to be around. So it is a gift to others. It is not a selfish practice. Do you have any questions about this practice? Yeah.
It's not about the practice, but that means the indulge.
Indulge is if you eat too much ice cream. So when you take in something a lot, like you don't just take one chocolate piece, you take the whole. That's to indulge. And in this case, it's not possible to indulge. Clear?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Can we use the time that's allotted for the other meditations to do this practice instead if you feel like it would be more useful?
All the time. So, when we use the awareness of breathing or the awareness of movement, it is a kind of concentration practice where we gather our attention on something specific. It's in order to arrive here now. Loving kindness practice is also concentration practice, but there we gather our attention with kindness, with kind intentions. So it really doesn't matter. The breath has good benefits in terms of nervous system and regulation and centering. And the loving kindness practice is just overall good for our whole being. So you can do that the whole time during all waking hours. Yeah.
Can I follow up question?
Yeah.
Because I feel this is very useful. But then if I do it a lot, I feel a sort of effortfulness in, okay, the mantra again, and now I visualize again, but there seems to be more work to that than in other practice, otherwise I would like to do it all the time.
So yeah.
Do you have any tip on how to like lose the striving and just do the practice?
Yeah.
Peacefully?
That's a wonderful question. And in a way, you're already doing it, because in recognizing the striving, there's something important that happens there. So when you recognize, oh, there's a certain amount of effort here, what if I do this without the effort? Then just to try. One way you can engage with that then, apart from understanding and recognizing it, that the striving is extra, is you can do it a little bit more formally. So I'm going to orient myself towards kindness and love. Okay, and then you do that with visualizing and choosing some words that speak to your heart. But you can also do it informally, simply by remembering kindness. So presence can be colored by many things. Presence can be colored by intensity, like really paying attention. It can be colored by kindness. So you can invite yourself to simply feel an atmosphere of kindness, noticing when it's absent, and then just gently inviting it in. And so this question about effort is really important. Meditation requires a very, very, very small amount of effort. It's just the effort of, oh, I'm lost, now I'm back in contact. Usually we apply too much effort for all sorts of reasons. It comes a little bit from the wrong place. So if we can recognize effort as a phenomena, it's like, oh, I'm efforting, and just recognizing it. It's a bit like recognizing one of these hindrances, like recognizing restlessness. Oh, here comes the efforting and the trying hard. And then relax that a bit. It's not inherent, it's not a part of presence. It just colors this field of awareness. So I think that's a great exploration. Can I bring kindness, but without the effort? So when you start to make it into a project, like now I'm going to do it for the whole of the retreat, and it's like, ooh, help. Just relax it. And maybe you do it a lot. Maybe sometimes it's just touch. One of the beautiful things with our capacity to touch ourselves is that our body doesn't really understand if the touch comes from oneself or somebody else. So if I stroke my cheek, it's like the little one inside will just go, oh. And that's really potent, actually. Okay, so any other questions? So when you go out in the walking meditation now, so we have this room that is starting to be impacted by the presence that we're cultivating. And actually, this field of practice is extending out to the grounds here. So when you go out and do walking meditation, let yourself feel the support of that practice field. Sometimes we have the habit of feeling a bit lonely, like I'm all alone with these strange people. Let yourself feel the support of us all engaging together in this exploration. And let yourself relax into that. That actually there is a friendly, supportive field that even has room for reactivity and getting confused and all the things that happen to us. So it's time for some meetings and some movement meditation. And then at the standing meditation before dinner at 5 o'clock, we will not meet in a circle, so just stand somewhere. And when you feel that it's time to move, then begin moving. Enjoy the practice.